This has caused an awful lot of anxiety for the general public in terms of the children themselves with special educational needs, wondering whether or not they'll go back to school on Monday, for the teachers that are going to be teaching them, for the SNAs that are going to be working with them, and of course the parents trying to prepare for now that they're going to be preparing for online learning. This should never, ever, ever have come to this. Had the government consulted with the unions and the relevant stakeholders, this would never have been an issue. It seems absolutely ridiculous. The most vulnerable children could not have been asked to come into schools when the cases are the way they are at the minute. The figures in Donegal alone are astronomical. And these are people that are affected by these, not only numbers. These are the children who are more inclined to take things literally. So they wouldn't be able to understand why the whole country has been asked to stay at home and they were being asked to come in and work in schools. I myself am a special class teacher. I've been inundated with emails from concerned teachers. This would not have been a normal environment had they been returning to school on Monday, because my class, for example, are attached to a mainstream school. My job as a special class teacher would be to give these children the skills to cope better in mainstream. Normally, they would spend a good bit of the day in mainstream, and the rest of the time they would be with me doing social skills and learning those necessary skills to cope with mainstream. They wouldn't have had a mainstream class to integrate with come Monday. They wouldn't have had their peers to mix with on the schoolyard. These are things that have become part of their normal school routine, but that would be very far from normal for them if they had been returning to school on Monday. These children don't understand social distancing. They can't practice social distancing. The staff that work with them are very, very much aware that the social distancing doesn't come into place in a special class setting. It just absolutely beggars belief. Yes, the staff in the schools wear masks and we're doing all that we can to keep things safe, but it's not a normal environment for them, and it wouldn't have been a normal environment for them, and it should never have taken until a Thursday evening to come to this decision by the government. It's absolutely, it genuinely beggars belief. It has caused unnecessary concern for so many people. I'll be in contact now with the children that I'm going to teach. I'm going down to school today after this interview to make contact with those families again. Now, I know from my own perspective, and many members have contacted me to say the same thing, a lot of parents weren't happy to send their children into school on Monday, given the way the numbers are at the moment. So it should never have been an issue. It's absolutely crazy. Yes, now the government should have invested and should have made a plan B long before now. It shouldn't have taken, as I said, until now to make this decision. There has been an absolute failure of government, or successive governments, to be honest with you, with regards to class size. And INTO have always advocated for smaller class sizes. And now we're left with the biggest class sizes in Europe. We're cramming people into smaller classes. We're trying to social distance. And it just isn't acceptable that the whole country has been asked to work from home. And yet our most vulnerable people were the people that were going to be asked to come into school.